Disappointing news that the UK's back in recession. Figures show two consecutive quarters where the economy contracted, making the first double-dip recession since the 1970s. He says despite the bad news, business leaders are supporting the coalition government's policy of cutting debt.
They are not calling for more spending. They know that the risk there is that it would lead to a big increase in interest rates. And I think the British public understand that when you're in a debt crisis, you don't get out of a debt crisis by adding to your debt and adding to your borrowing.
The Culture Secretary's advisor has stepped down as Jeremy Hunt defends himself in the Commons over claims he was a cheerleader for News Corporation. Mr. Hunt's face calls to quit after a series of emails given to the Leveson inquiry suggested he was too close to Rupert Murdoch's company during its attempt to take over BSkyB. It emerged an MI6 spy who was found dead in a padlocked bag once tied himself to his bed to see if he could escape. In a written statement to his inquest, Gareth Williams' former landlady says she and her husband found him after he'd called for help in the middle of the night. Our reporter Mark Stone is at the hearing.
This was when he was living in Cheltenham. He was living in an annex to their house in Cheltenham. They went upstairs and they found him tied to his own bed. The inference was that he tied himself to that bed and that he wanted to try and see if he could get free.
The detective leading the UK investigation into Madeleine McCann's disappearance says now is the best opportunity ever to find her. Scotland Yard says it's uncovered nearly 200 leads. HSBC is expected to cut 2,000 jobs in the UK. The move's part of a drive to reduce costs. Globally, the business expects to lose 30,000 jobs by the end of 2013. And Championship clubs have voted in favour of introducing a financial fair play model. Clubs who record losses of over £6 million will be hit with either a transfer embargo or fine. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM weather, in association with the Brentford Brewing Company.
A few dry spells overnight, but mostly cloudy with further outbreaks of rain or showers. Heavy at times, winds easing, minimum temperature 7 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow, a few brighter spells possible, but generally rather cloudy with showers or longer outbreaks of rain. Heavy at times, lighter winds, maximum temperature 14 degrees Celsius.
Phone Brentwood Brewing Company on 01277 375 577 or go to brentwoodbrewing.co.uk to make your selection and order for free home delivery. Brentwood, great beer, whatever the weather.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. Coming up this hour, I'm going to be speaking about fruits and vegetables. Fresh, frozen, what's better?
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
The truth be told, I'm worried about the future. Phoenix FM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
Queuing traffic on the A13 between the Five Bells Interchange in Basildon and the Saddlers Farm roundabout. Slow traffic on the A128 Brentridge Road southbound in Ingrave at the Middle Road Junction in the roadworks area. Temporary traffic lights on Priest Lane here in Brentwood, close to the Middleton Hall Lane junction. Temporary traffic lights on the Hutton Road in Shenfield, close to the Friars Avenue junction. Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions, close to the Butsbury Hall Farm junction. And the B1137 in Boreham has got temporary traffic lights close to the Church Road junction. There's delays on the Northern Line. Morden to Kennington is delayed.
Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222 864.
Yes, you're listening to Gabby on Drive, and as I promised at the very beginning of this hour, I'm going to be speaking about frozen versus fresh vegetables, which are best, because we've got so many different types of options in which we can consume vegetables and fruits, even our groceries in general. It's if you go into a supermarket, it only happens if you go into a supermarket, but if you go into a supermarket, you are kind of bombarded with different options, or a local supplies, a local shop, selling all of your sort of what they call essentials. Goodness knows how a chocolate bar is essential, but never mind, that's a topic for a different day. But it's gone a step away from just the traditional grocery shops. Although we do have a Green Grocers here in Brentwood, and we also have a stall, which is really wonderful. It is nice to have those.
Phoenix FM.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy 2 Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
Oh, blimey, John, watch out. You should join Worley Park Golf Club in Brentwood. They're offering 4 free lessons with a PGA professional and an incredible 4 months free membership if you join in April. That's 16 months of golf, including 2 whole summers for the price of 12. Just call them on 01277 200 441 to book a test round this month. And who knows, John, by the summer you could have a drive you'd actually want to shout about.
Terms and conditions apply. Search Worley Park offers online now. You always think.
Daisy's about to take off. The ones you love the most and left. See you without your makeup. So put the past behind ya. She don't wanna fight ya. Chuck ain't hit the ceiling yet, but you'll be for your time's up. Oh, look, you must be crazy. For 1-6, she ain't your average lady. So you don't really wanna go there and Daisy. Now she's belling me. Best thing is just let it be. Cause all she keeps on telling me is that she ain't your enemy. She ain't your enemy. Scarlet, she ain't your enemy.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This Saturday at 7pm, a quiz night in aid of the Marillac Nursing Home is going to be organised by the League of Friends of the Marillac. The Marillac Nursing Home is in Eagle Way in Worley. It's a not-for-profit independent care home. And in this quiz night, you'll be able to test your knowledge in teams of up to 8 people. Bring your own drinks and enjoy the buffet provided, which is included in the ticket price. It's £10 to go along, so there's your ticket price. I'm sure it'll be a good buffet. You can contact Eamon or Pat on Brentwood 200276 or email eamonb@marillac.co.uk. Those details plus lots more events for the remainder of April and into May at allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
Now my chat room companions here at Phoenix are going to wonder why I have been a bit quiet again, and it's because I was preparing for my next piece, which is frozen versus fresh vegetables. Have you wondered, or do you have any beliefs about this yourself? Uncooked fresh produce is typically thought to be most nutritious, but it varies from food to food, depending on what type of nutrients that food contains or what type of nutrient that food is particularly high in. One study has showed higher levels of lutein, a carotenoid that can prevent macular degeneration and eye problems in uncooked spinach when compared to cooked. Foods with high amounts of vitamins B and C are best fresh because the vitamins are water soluble, meaning that some nutrients are usually dissolved in the food processing. But the nutritional quality in fresh versus frozen varies. It depends on, as I said before, the type of vegetable. For example, foods like cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, they're typically better fresh than frozen because they retain more phytochemicals and antioxidants, which studies suggest may actually help to prevent cancer. So that would be a good thing if they do. But it doesn't mean fresh produce isn't immune to some nutrient loss. As soon as it's been picked or been harvested from the fields, from the farmers' fields, it's no longer getting its nutrient supply from the soil and from its roots and whatnot, then then it starts to lose nutrients. Once a fruit or vegetable is harvested, it begins to release heat, lose water, and it impacts on its nutritional quality. Between pest controlling sprays, transportation, handling and time, fresh produce at the store might have lost about half of its original amounts of nutrients. What's the answer? I think the answer is to grow your own, but not everyone has the time or the land, you know, or the, just not everyone can do that, which is unfortunate, really. We've all become so reliant on all of the things that basically make money for other people but lose money for us. Fortunately, those who rely on convenient bags from the freezer aisle, studies suggest frozen veggies may have just as many nutrients. That's good. I buy some frozen vegetables as their fresh counterparts. Fresh fruits and veggies produce enzymes, trypsin and chymotrypsin, that cause loss of colour, flavour and nutrients just after harvest, but the reaction can be stopped by deactivating the enzymes, and one of the ways to do this is to freeze them. Foods that are best frozen are foods with high amounts of fat-soluble nutrients like vitamin A, carotenoids and vitamin B, because they're more stable during food process and storage, like blanching and freezing. The things used to make your fruits and vegetables frozen in the first place. But be careful with the preparation. Studies suggest that thawing frozen veggies before cooking can actually speed up vitamin C losses in frozen peas, spinach, okra and green beans. Well, that's helpful to know for someone like me, because the whole reason why I purchase frozen vegetables in the first place is because I'm normally in a rush when I need to use them and I haven't got time to stand there chopping up vegetables and then washing it. And perhaps you're still meant to wash it, though. I could be getting that bit wrong, but never mind. I've been doing it for about 5 years and I'm not dead yet. So, you know, it's the bag's mixed on whether the cooked vegetables are any worse nutritionally. So some studies are suggesting that cooking bright veggies like tomatoes, carrots and sweet potatoes can also zap out essential nutrients, specifically carotenoids. But then other studies have shown improvements in certain foods if you cook them, and that they can actually release more free radical trapping antioxidants and phytochemicals like carotenoids and polyphenols, such a long word. So I'd probably advise that the best way not to cook vegetables too much is to stir fry them. And I know that's a bit unfortunate for some of you. Why don't you curry them instead? You don't want to burn your vegetables. That's really important, because then you're just going to, then you are just going to release free radicals, the things that we believe cause us cancer. So, that would be my advice. But if you've got any questions, feel free to question me a little bit more. But yeah, I'd say avoid frying as much as possible. Steaming, and obviously not overcooking either. It's probably the best way. Frozen versus fresh. Well, it depends what you're buying, and it depends how long it's taken to get from the farmer's field to your plate. So I'd say buy local, and then you can check that it's definitely come from within the, hopefully, Essex area.
Oh my goodness, I can't hide it. You just smiled when you walked by me. Oh my goodness, warning signs that no one showed me. Lost control, but please don't hold me back. Gonna go for it. I hope you're ready for it all.
We'll be right back. downhill, no brakes. Can't go back now, it's too late.
I'm not afraid to die.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Queuing traffic on the A13 eastbound between the Five Bells interchange in Basildon and the Sadler's Farm roundabout in the roadworks area. Slow traffic now on the A114 Van Diemen's Road into town in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy, also affecting the Baddow Road at the Army and Navy. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30. Temporary traffic lights on Priest's Lane in both directions in Shenfield between the Middleton Hall Lane Junction and the Friars Avenue Junction. Temporary traffic lights on the Hutton Road, that's the A129, in both directions in Shenfield between the Mount Avenue Junction and the Friars Avenue Junction. Temporary traffic lights on the B1137 main road in both directions in Boreham near the Church Road Junction, and Ingatestone Road in Stock is closed in both directions near the Butsbury Hall Farm Junction because of roadworks. More travel in half an hour.
Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. Don't forget that my guest joining me in the studio at about 4:15 is Alan Witchells. We are going to be talking about the Christian youth work he's involved with. If you've got any questions, please do send them on forwards. I'm trying to do two things at once. That's why I'm sounding a bit vague. I'm trying to find some music that I like.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Wednesday night between 10 p.m. and midnight for 2 hours of pure, non-stop 80s music with The Way It Used To Be. Whether it's new wave, synth-pop or just electronic techno, or just believe this music wasn't only acceptable in the 80s, then join me, Stephen Bealey, 10 till midnight every Wednesday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Your son. Never again will I hear you. Never again will I miss you. Never again will I fall to you. Never.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Saturday, the 28th of April at 7 p.m, the Alan Paul Memorial Jazz Evening is happening at LA Fitness in Worley. Friends of Oliver Rao are going to be organising this, and if you need details, you can call them. It's going to be an evening of live jazz by Essex five-piece Avante in aid of Cancer Research UK, including an Olympics raffle. It's £10, £5 for concessions. Contact Oliver, get your pen and paper on 07 802 677 983.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive. I'm with you until 6 o'clock here on Phoenix. Stay tuned, because at 4.15 I'm going to be speaking to Alan Wichels. He's a local Christian youth worker. He's had an amazing journey. He's a very, very nice man. He's got lovely family. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him again. I haven't seen him for a while. I last bumped into him in Brentwood High Street out shopping, and he's the sort of person that I just feel like I could go up to, and I wasn't feeling great that day. I was going through quite a difficult time actually, and basically he's just the sort of guy you can just say that, you know, say whatever, you know. So there's certain people in life that you come across and you're always upbeat with them, and you're always, you know, you smart, how are you, I'm fine, and you know, something really terrible could have happened but you just say I'm fine, you know. But then Alan's the sort of guy, he won't take it as a burden. He'll probably feel probably a bit like the way I do when someone shares a problem with me. I actually feel quite blessed, to be quite honest with you. I actually feel privileged that they have, you know, that they feel happy and comfortable to confide in me, plus they trust me with that information, because I don't like to share other people's information. So that gives you an idea of what Alan's like as a person. I'm sure you can meet up with him if you just ask. He'll probably give his contact details at some point as well, so make sure you stay tuned here to Phoenix 98 FM.
Anywhere, do whatever comes naturally to you. You know, she just don't care. that I know how to be, but I always thought I would end up with you eventually.
Cause it's only just been